Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The Battlehawks take on the Memphis Showboats tomorrow at the Dome, and last year's All-XFL left tackle, Jared Jones-Smith, joins us now on 101 ESPN. Jared, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Randy. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're honored to have you with us. Well, let's start with this. People are calling you the Cardiac Kids because your offense steps up late. Why is it that the Battlehawks are so good offensively in the late going?
I wish I had an answer for you, but, you know, we have a very strong veteran presence, and, you know, when crunch time is all around, you know, we step up when it matters most, we get it done, and we practice situational football every day, you know. Coach Beck makes sure we practice 2 minutes at least twice a week, you know, different situations, down a touchdown, need a field goal, tie game, you know, so... It's always good competition between the offense and the defense, and we push each other. So, as offense, we step up when it matters most, and same thing for our defense.
Jared, how excited are you to be back home this weekend? Of course, we have to talk about that home opener. Over 41,000 fans in attendance over at the Dome. What was the feeling just looking around and seeing all the fan support and knowing that you're coming back to that?
It's freaking electric, you know. It's one of the things I look forward to about coming back to the Battlehawks this year was just being able to run out in St. Louis and hear and see all those fans because, you know, without them, it's just another game. You know, the fans make the game special. You know, the interaction with the fans, knowing that the fans look forward to coming to every game and they bring their energy because that's what helps keep us going. And, you know, It's like having a 12th man out there on defense, you know. So it's electric, you know. I love it. I can't wait to go back this weekend, you know. I'm looking forward to it.
Jared, I didn't realize this, but you have an ongoing chess game with your mom. Did you know that the Chess Hall of Fame is right here in St. Louis?
I actually did not know that, no.
You need to stop by.
Oh, I most definitely will. I'll definitely make a trip. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's right here in St. Louis, Central West End. It's awesome. How did you get involved with chess in this ongoing game with your mom?
I got involved in chess, I want to say back in like fourth grade. My school had a chess club. And I don't remember why, but I decided to join it. And I just fell in love with it. It's a thinker's game. It's a strategy game. And it's one of those games where you got to stay a couple steps ahead of your opponent and be able to try to get into their mind. And it's an amazing game. I fell in love with it. And me and my mom, she's just as competitive as I am. She hates losing. And she's probably one of the only people that when she beats me, she knows how to rub it in my face.
How long has this game been going on? Is it never ending?
Never ending. You know, every time I go home and I'm spending time with my mom and we have some free time, and it's just, oh, we got a day where we're not doing anything. Oh, you want to put a chessboard out? It's crazy, you know. I bought her a Harry Potter chess set a couple years ago for Christmas. And, yeah, we play, I think just about every chess set we bought, we played a good 3-4 games, and it always ends in a draw.
Yeah, I love that. So I also hear that you are the team's unofficial DJ. So what are you putting on your playlist? What is pumping up the guys that you're putting out there?
Oh, man. You know, we got some Boss Man D-Lo. We got Future, Metro Boomin, a little Playboi Carti, you know, a little bit of everything. Old school, new school. You know, it's, as a team DJ, you got to understand who your guys are, what they like to listen to. So a lot of it, sometimes I get suggestions, you know, like, hey, if there's certain songs you want to hear, text them to me, let me know. I'll make sure I play them. But for the most part, some Boss Man D-Lo is going to be on there, some Future, some Drake, Playboi Carti, those are probably going to be like the top four. Then, you know, there's going to be some Jimmy Wopple in there. Shout out to my Pittsburgh guys. It's going to be a little bit of music from everywhere. So,
hey, Jared, another St. Louis tie here. Dan mentioned the Chess. Metro Boomin is a St. Louis guy. The Cardinals are going to have Metro Boomin night coming up next month. He went to high school here in St. Louis, and right after high school, went down to Atlanta and started producing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. So I actually knew he went to school in Atlanta because one of my friends went to Spelman. And she actually, I know she knows who he is, but I don't know if she knows him that well. But I didn't know he was from St. Louis.
Yeah.
There's a lot. You can also put Sexy Red on there, and SZA is originally from St. Louis as well. There's a lot that you can add to the St. Louis. And, of course, we have to mention Nelly, but you knew that.
Well, definitely knew Nelly's on there. Listen, I always try to get a little, I always put some Nelly on, especially during the weeks when we come home. So I try to put some Nelly on during the week for practice so that way everybody know, hey, we going back to St. Louis. We finna turn up. So but Sexy Red, I knew she was from St. Louis. I didn't know SZA was from St. Louis. I did not know that. And I have a huge crush on SZA. That's one of my celebrity crushes.
There you go.
Very cool. Hey, Jared, I want to ask you about your college days. When you were practicing against Aaron Donald, you're a freshman, you're a redshirt freshman, and you guys are practicing against Aaron Donald. Did you know then what he was going to be? Were you saying, oh, man, this guy's going to be a problem for everybody he ever plays against?
Yes. Freshman year, coming in as a 17, 18-year-old trying to block him, was freaking unbelievable, but it taught me a lot. It taught me what it is to be a competitor and how to push yourself, so I loved it. You know, a lot of people were scared to go to line up against them. I loved it. You know, I love the challenge. I never back down from a challenge, and, you know, it was probably one of my favorite players that I got to go against and know while I was in school, because him being a Pittsburgh guy, he always came home. And there was no better feeling than the year he left and went to the Rams, and we came back for camp that year. And the scout came, walked up to the O-line coach, was like, "Yeah, nobody can block us." So it made our whole O-line room that year feel a lot better, knowing that okay, it's not just us that can't block this man. I absolutely love Aaron. He's a great dude, great role model. You know, my time in Pittsburgh, the years, like even when he left, he would come back, work out with dudes. You know, it was just always cool to work out with him, talk to him, and just see what makes him great, see what makes him tick. So I absolutely loved it. Like I said, great guy. He had a hell of a career.
He was awesome. Hey, Jared, we're looking forward to tomorrow. The Battle Hawks taking on Memphis. Can't wait to see you do your thing at left tackle tomorrow, and have a great weekend. Come away with a victory, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, guys.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you.
Jared Jones-Smith, the Battle Hawks left tackle, with us on 101 ESPN.